This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for November 22nd, 2022. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. According to an article in Page Six, Journey guitarist Neil Schon has filed a lawsuit against the band's keyboard player, Jonathan Cain, claiming in court papers that he set up an American Express card without telling Schon and that, quote, millions of Journey funds have flowed through it. Schon's attorneys also claim in the suit, which was filed in California, that Cain hasn't turned over financial records that allow Schon to see how much the band owes him. The filing says, quote, Schon has tried to avoid legal action, repeatedly requesting that Cain grant him access to the Amex account. For many months, Cain and his representatives have represented that Schon would be granted access. But every time Schon contacted Amex, Amex informed him that he still was not authorized to access the Amex account records. Cain and Schon established an LLC in 98 to handle Journey's business dealings with shared 50-50 ownership. The first photos from the rehearsal sessions of Pantera's upcoming shows are now posted online. The band, featuring surviving members Phil Anselmo and Rex Brown, along with Zakk Wylde playing guitar and Charlie Benante playing drums, will headline a number of major festivals across North America, South America, and Europe, and stage some of their own headlining concerts. According to an article in Billboard, the lineup has been given the green light by the estates of the band's founders, Vinnie Paul and Dimebag Darrell. Def Leppard have released the official live video for the song Kick. The clip was filmed during the band's appearance on the stadium tour with Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts over the summer. Kick is the latest single from Def Leppard's latest album, Diamond Star Halos, which was released in May. The Punk Rock Bowling and Music Festival has released the 2023 lineup. The festival will be headlined by Rancid, Bad Religion, and the Dropkick Murphys. The 23rd edition of the annual Punk Rock Celebration is set for May 26th through the 29th on 6th Street in Las Vegas. Three-day general admission passes for the festival are available now. The Interrupters, Suicidal Tendencies, The Damned, L7, The Exploited, Fishbone, Agnostic Front, and many more are also scheduled to appear. The music is only one facet of the festival, which will also host pool parties, gambling, and a bowling tournament. James Winburn, the stuntman who doubled as Michael Myers in scenes from John Carpenter's original Halloween back in 1978, has passed away. According to an article in Entertainment Weekly, his manager confirmed the stuntman passed away on November 19th following an undisclosed illness. He was 85 years old. Not only did he do stunt work in the original Halloween, but he also doubled for the likes of Stan Lee, David Hasselhoff, Peter O'Toole, and Barry Bostwick. Working on films like Escape from New York, Tron, The Night Stalker, as well as The $6 Million Man and The Bionic Woman. Publishers Simon & Schuster are apologizing and offering refunds for, quote, hand-signed Bob Dylan books that were actually signed by AutoPen. Signed copies of The Philosophy of Modern Song were shipped out last week. More than 900 copies were sold at $599 apiece, advertised as autographed by Bob Dylan. Footage of the Black Crowes on stage in Melbourne, Australia are circling around the internet, with Rich Robinson using his guitar to forcibly remove a stage invader during the band's concert on Sunday. Singer Chris Robinson raised his microphone stand and swung it in the man's direction, but was unable to make contact. The man got into a brief scuffle with one of the roadies before Rich removed his guitar and used it to pound the man just above the chest, forcing him to jump off the stage. And the Winery Dogs, featuring Richie Kotzen, Billy Sheehan, and Mike Portnoy, have announced a new album and a 2023 tour. They're planning on hitting the road in February in support of their third full-length album. The album is called Three, and the artwork has been released online. The tour kicks off in Greensburg, Pennsylvania on February 15th and wraps up in Nashville on April 6th. That includes two shows in New England, including February 25th in Ridgefield, Connecticut, and February 26th at the Tupelo Music Hall in Derry, New Hampshire. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss anything. New full-length episodes of the Mistress Carrie podcast come out every Wednesday. Episode 128, featuring David Draiman from Disturbed, is available now.